What is good, everyone? This is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, bringing you incredible guests from all over the world. So sit back, relax, and tune in. My next guest went from being arrested, raised by a single mother on welfare, dropping out of high school, being shot at, and gangbanging to now being a successful medical doctor and businessman who's reached over 4 million people worldwide. He is the greatest underdog story you'll ever hear. Please welcome Reynolds Kairos. Reynolds?
Wow, thank you for that. That sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. I mean, like I said before we started recording, like I read the bios before I go through the process with my guests, but I read so many, so I forget, so then when I reread them before we, jump on to the recording, it's like, I get chills and like, it brings me to tear, like happy tears. Like I get to talk to this person and hear their story and share it with my audience. So I'm like so grateful for you to be here. So I really kind of want to hear what it was like going through that journey of, being arrested, having a mother on welfare, single mother. I mean, I was raised by a single mother, so I know that's not easy, to where you are today.
Well, I got to tell you, just want to tell the listeners, listen, the person who gets the respect, the person who's looked upon as a leader, the person who people look towards for guidance are people that went through something and came out stronger on the other side. So I just want to start off by telling you, you can use me as a motivation or any other of the episodes that are on this podcast, just so you could see that eventually you will get your respect. You will get to shine as long as you come out stronger on the other side of that label that you have on, that you have on you now. And you're going to live label free. And I've been labeled a bastard. I've been labeled a high school dropout. I've been labeled a drug addict, a divorcee, a bad person, all these things. And I shook off those labels. Look, I'm getting goosebumps. I don't know if you could appreciate it on the camera, but this is what allowed me to be in contact with such impactful people like the big sister here, because it gains, you'll get your respect by coming out stronger on the other side of your adversity, is what I want to tell you. So just some words of inspiration to start off. And, to answer your question, I'm blessed to have gone through everything that I went through because of the same reason. Like, it's all ordained. The way I look at it is kind of like, it all makes perfect sense. I went through that because it led to this, and the experience from that led to that. So for example, I'm on this show and I was telling the big sister before the show, like, I'm kind of in shock because I'm like in your presence. But then I remember doing cardiac arrest, saving somebody's life in front of an audience on the street corner of the South Bronx allows me to not have stage fright. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like the trauma of saving people's lives in a poverty stricken area, because it gives you like PTSD, because in case you guys don't know, I'm a medical doctor, but I'm also been a healthcare provider for 20 years. I'm part of the infantry of medicine, which is like first responders, EMT paramedic. Yeah. And that has allowed me experiences as well that, are able to be extrapolated to a better version of myself.
Yeah. I mean, wow. It's not easy going through what you went through, because a lot of people that end up that are in your situation where you were, having a single mother and being on welfare and then dropping out of high school and getting into gangbanging typically don't make it out of that. I would love to hear how you were able to get out of that, because my sister, and I'm not going to name any names, but she was kind of like hung with a lot of guys that were running with those crowds when we were younger, a lot younger. We're not anywhere close to that. And a lot of those kids either are dead now or never got out of it and kind of just still like on the streets playing those games. And so I know from experience being around, people like that, that it's really hard to get out of.
Yeah. So the way I was able to get out of that type of lifestyle was very, very simple. It wasn't easy, but it was simple. And the way I was able to do it was through mentorship. Yeah. I got around people who took me under the wing. In different phases of life, you will have different mentors. So my first mentor was a gangbanger, hence the fact why I became a gangbanger. And this guy was like, carrying guns, and it took a liking to me, took me under the wing, and here I am. Next thing you know, I was shot at, and I was planning a payback homicide. And
Oh
then
my God.
I snapped out of it. I had a group of people who were on my side, ready to get payback. And then I got that voice in my mind that said, if you keep going the way you're going, you're gonna end up dead or in jail. And I heard it all the time.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this one day when everything was gonna proceed, I got that echo.
Yeah.
Remember standing at the top of the staircase looking at my mother, and I got that echo, and I was like, oh wow,
Yeah.
they're
That's heavy.
right. This is where I'm gonna end up. Like,
Yeah.
God gave me a warning. Like, the universe, higher power, whatever you believe in, gave me some kind of warning. And I paid attention to the warning. And then I ended up getting another mentor. But before I be got that mentor, I became an EMT. And then I started where I'm from. If you have a big screen TV and a city job, you made it. You're
Yeah.
successful. That's all you need. Then I got a job working as an EMT in 2003. And I met a 9/11 survivor. Like,
Oh, wow.
literally, I'm in New York City, so
Yeah.
there's first responders, and one of my partners was a 9/11 survivor. I looked at him like, wow, you
Yeah.
survived that? So it woke me up. He took me under the wing, and we started a CPR business. I eventually got my high school diploma. Guys, I had my GED. I
Good.
got my high school dropout. Yeah, I'm a high school dropout. Got my GED. Then I met another few years later, met another mentor who was a doctor, Dr. Adolfo Alvino. And this guy was raised similar to me, similar background. And he was like, if I'm a doctor, you could be a doctor too. Then I became a doctor. So I'm
Yeah.
just giving you guys like the timeline of like every
Sure.
step of the way, I was able to find the benefit of humbling myself, understanding that I don't have all the answers, and I just look towards people that do have those answers, and I just soak it all in. So mentorship and divine intervention have been the key for me to make these life transitions.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, good for you for paying attention. Because I feel like there's a lot of people out there that might have these opportunities and they just are blind to it.
Right. Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to be able to notice the like common trends. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's like a blessing or what, or I'm just extra conscious and extra introspective, but I'm always looking for the way things work. And one of the things that woke me up the most, besides mentorship, is self-development literature and content.
Yes.
So my very first book in this journey of transitioning from being destined to death in jail to now reaching where I'm at now and going to where I'm going
Yeah.
was a book titled Become Who You Were Born to Be by Bob Souza.
Ooh, I like that.
And this book has numerous chapters, and he's just basically breaking down different rags to riches stories of some of the world's most influential people: Oprah, Jim Carrey, Sylvester Stallone. And he's just basically going over how all these people started from nothing and eventually made it into something. So, self-improvement content like this podcast and things similar to it will change your life as long as you don't use it for entertainment. You
Yeah.
need to use it for to app to apply it. You need to apply what you're learning, because we get a false sense of accomplishment, that rah-rah motivation. Yeah, I just listened to something that was positive. And then you go back to eating Oreos or like doing
Oh.
something that breaks you down. It's kind of like, you got to follow through is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, for sure. And I agree with that. And we have one of the same, we have the same mindset, because I do believe that we never stop growing. And the more that we can open ourselves up to that higher level of consciousness where we are achieving more and more in our life and reaching a higher level of, making an impact on the world, I think that that is ultimately what we're here to do, and no matter where we started and part that, like in your journey, that's just part of your journey. That's a very your story is so very powerful, and what people can overcome if they pay attention to what's going on around them and keep making better choices, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I got to tell you, one of the highlights that I learned throughout coursing medical school, and just I want to share with you something that I went through in medical school before I give you that fun fact. While I was in medical school, they took away my school loans.
Oh,
I
wow.
went to medical school in the Dominican Republic. Like, I'm bilingual. And while I was pursuing this dream of becoming a doctor, they pulled the plug on me. They took away all my support.
Oh my
And I
God.
was raised on welfare. So my
Yeah.
mother wasn't able to help me. Family was disowned me, right? Everyone turned their back on me. What did I do? I was forced with an option to sink or swim.
Yeah.
And what did I do? I went to medical school full time in the Dominican Republic and worked in New York City as a 911 paramedic in the South Bronx.
Good for you.
Imagine the commute to work. Like, literally, the commute to work was an airplane.
But you made
So
it
I
work,
didn't.
though.
What I did was I came to New York on long weekends, and I came to New York on vacations, and I used to work about 70 to 80 hours per week. Took all the money, paid the flight, flew back. I used to show up to school in the Monday morning class, fresh off the ambulance with like my uniform on. Like, my classmates will tell you about this. But what I wanted to tell you was this: human beings and pretty much everything in this universe, from what I understand, is 99.9% identical. We're different in the 0.01% genetic variability. That's what makes us an individual in our genetic code.
Yeah.
So we have the same blood, we have the same organs, we have the same everything. So if it worked for me, it'll work for you.
Yeah.
If it worked for the big sister, it'll work for me. We just need to find this person that we resonate with and wholeheartedly just dial ourselves into what they got going on in their mindset and just apply it and extrapolate it to our life. And like, if you're going from point A to point B, if you don't pull over, you'll eventually reach point B. Like,
Yeah.
you'll get to your destination.
Yeah.
Translation, just don't quit.
Yeah.
Have the right blueprint and know that if it's been done, it could be done. If I can do it, you can do it. Like, I hear you talking and I'm just like, wow, that sounds, I did pretty good. I did some pretty cool stuff,
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's just because I had this mindset. Like, the mindset of like, hey, if this person defecates just like I do, they sit on the toilet just like I do, they got blood flowing through their veins just like I do, I could do it too.
Yeah, for sure.
And so can you,
Yeah.
the listener,
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the lesson there is if there's a will, there's a way, right? And I'm one that believes, well, I do believe that there's always a solution to every problem. So you found a solution to your problem beginning your doctorate. And like that is amazing. I think a lot of people probably would have given up if their loans were pulled and not have looked at other options, right? But you went forward and you found an option to make that work. And no matter how hard and how tiring, and I'm sure there are points during that journey where you were like, I want to give up, right? I'm sure you felt that at
Oh,
certain points.
for sure. Listen, the stress of going to medical school in Spanish. I was born and raised in New York City.
Yeah.
I went over there because the tuition was cheaper. School in Spanish. My family's in New York. I'm living over there. No income.
Yeah.
I started a business over there. I became the emergency brigade instructor of the university.
Wow.
But while I was there, the stress, they got to me.
Yeah.
I was looking for refuge in all the wrong places.
What does that mean? Where were you looking for refuge?
Cigarettes,
Oh.
pornography, food, alcohol, drugs, anger, prostitution.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, and by the way, I was married in medical school and had two kids.
Oh.
Guys, talk about against all odds. Like,
Yeah.
I was busy trying to buy diapers and milk for these kids while like working for free in the public health system in a third world country. Like, I used to have people's brains in my hands,
Woo!
amputating little kids' arms.
Oh my goodness.
Like, the trauma,
Yeah.
right? But I made a mistake, and I just want to share it with you guys so you could understand that you can avoid this mistake. And the mistake I made was that I prioritized professional development over personal development. I was so gung-ho about becoming a doctor that I let my health go to waste. My autoimmune disease, eczema, psoriasis, went through the roof. My kidneys were failing me. I was 70 pounds heavier.
Whoa.
This is why when you go to my social media, I'm all about health.
Yeah.
Because that's the foundation. Like, if you want to become a multimillionaire, go ahead, pursue that goal, but don't forget about yourself in the process. Like, the big sister was like, listen, yesterday I was doing shoulders. I worked out heavy. And, like, this is like, you got to take, you got, I listened to that and it's just like reemphasizing to me, like, okay, good. Continue working out, because if she's working out, then, you're on to something, So, guys, listen, do not, whoever you are, whatever stage of life you are, whether you're a seven-figure, nine-figure entrepreneur, or you're barely making minimum wage, you have to work on yourself first. And it's like, oh, but we only have 24 hours in the day.
You'll find the time is
Then,
important to you.
yeah, for sure. And then you'll find, usually, remember this, just because you don't know the way doesn't mean there isn't one. That's when a mentor comes in. That's when the mentor comes in. Like, hey, listen, come on, I got you. I got you. I got you. Like, if I want to make a $20 million transaction, right? I know who I got to talk to. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something. If there's someone out there that's listening to this and says, I don't have anyone around me that would be a good mentor, how could they find one?
Well, always remember the device that you're utilizing to listen to my voice and but the big sister's voice is the world at your fingertips. They say that now a little kid has more power in their hands than the president of the United States, like a decade ago, or something along those lines. Like, this is the information age. If you, and then there's like old universal wisdom that told you, if you seek, you shall find.
Amen.
And there's things that you just cannot ignore. And that's the universal wisdom. Universal wisdom, for example, a man is to be able to protect and provide his family and also lead his family down the righteous, the correct path. And this is what you need to understand. There's things that were like, there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing that I'm saying
True.
that's new. You've heard this, it's just a different spin on it. My spin, because I received it, now I'm paying it forward. And if you're at this phase where you have no mentor, you have to realize that you do. It's just, who is your mentor? Is it hip hop music? Is it people encouraging you to consume drugs and spend money on things you're not supposed to and do violent acts and do womanizing acts and disrespect women? Like, is it celebrities trying to push their, can I curse?
Yeah, of course, go for
Is
it.
it fucking celebrities trying to push their fucking alcohol down your fucking throat?
They're propaganda, yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. My fucking relatives, man, they're fucking homeless. I have relatives that are homeless in their 40s with fucking urine in their pants.
Oh, that's terrible.
They fucking stink, and it's, they're not gonna want me to share this, but guess what? It's fucking alcohol's fault. Well, I can't blame it on the alcohol. It's partly, but it's their weak mindset.
Correct.
Their escapism. Instead of like going to deadlift their body weight, they're running toward the alcohol. But if you notice, I'm like, oh, the big sister opened the door. I could curse. And it's like I fucking get emotional because at the end of the day, you need to understand the information you're receiving, the food that you're consuming, the content that you're ingesting is going to lead you down the right path or the negative path. So if you're a negative person or if you don't have a mentor, you need to take extreme accountability for that. Like, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
I think a lot we live in a day and age where people are just they don't want to take responsibility for themselves. We've got this entitlement mindset, and it really is weakening our society and like our future. So I would agree with that. I have one more question before we start like getting to your links and stuff. Were your peers like what you were dealing with, struggling, trying to escape from all the stress and the pressure that you were undergoing through getting your doctorate? Did you have peers that were going through the same thing? Were you able to talk to anybody and connect with them while you were struggling with that?
No, because I had very few friends. I went to school in the Dominican Republic, so the only people I really, really resonated with were the Haitian brothers and sisters because they were foreigners. I was technically a foreigner from the US. And then people who were like studying based on like school grants, so like the poverty stricken people. So I didn't really have, like, I bottled it all in. And I was on a rampage. I was so negative. Like I was such a just I was that guy who you didn't want to sit next to because he was so negative. Like I was like that cat, you know, like the cat with the back arched and like they're like ready to like
I
attack.
can't stand that. I can't stand people like that. Like, come on, man.
That was me. That was me. I was a loser. It
Oh,
led me. It led to me being divorced.
wow. So then what was your turning point? What turned that all around for you?
I eventually listened to my conscience call. Because we need to understand, after we partake in something that's not for us, we get that feeling. We get that feeling like, damn, I should stop doing this, you know, or I should do this, you know. And I kept suppressing it through gluttony. Like, gluttony is linked to the majority of things people suffer from, whether it's gluttony in entertainment, gluttony in food, gluttony in procrastination. So I was gluttonous in anger. I was gluttonous in stress. I was just like consumed with it. And the turning point was when I got tired of, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Like I knew I could do more. And then I just seeked help.
Good.
I seeked help from a mentor who had all areas of life covered. Because you want a mentor who, like, let's say you have a financial mentor, but that financial mentor smokes cigarettes and is a womanizing piece of shit. Then, yeah, you look up to the person because they might be well off, but then they have morals that aren't going to lead you down the right path. But I was lucky enough to use the internet, like I mentioned, and I found a mentor. Again, I swiped my credit card. This is a high ticket sale. Like the guy was like, listen, it's this many $1,000 per month. I was like, what? And then I made the mistake. I was like, I'm gonna figure it out on my own. And then I started watching YouTube tutorials. It didn't work. 6 months later, I'm like, yo, whatever, bro. Swipe my card. Best decision I ever made.
That's
Best
awesome.
decision. I got remarried. I just had a brand new baby daughter. I've been able to reach 4 million people worldwide. I'm reaching single digit body fat. I'm doing martial arts. I'm just like, I just came from Tampa from hanging out with a millionaire, like a multi-millionaire. And it was all because of the mentorship that I was able to invest in myself. So I went from being sick and tired, from being fat to fit, being physically fit, mentally fit, financially fit, and spiritually fit through mentorship. You know, like
I love it.
you know, I love people like you
Oh, thank you. Well, I love
because,
people like you.
yeah, because the thing is, the reality is, you don't have to do this, but you do. That's humanitarian work. We're an interdependent society. We're made to collaborate. We're made to work together, and to have someone who doesn't have to do it and they do it anyway is just it's a testament of there's still good people out there, you know.
You're gonna make me cry, Reynolds. Oh my gosh. Well,
No, it's the truth.
thank you very much. That means a lot. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you being so vulnerable and sharing your gifts and your story, because everything you've gone through and is an example and is a gift that you're giving to anybody listening that might be struggling with something similar. Where can people find you, connect with you, and follow you on social media and learn more on how they can support you?
Is it all right if I say something before I share that?
Of course, go ahead.
I just want to tell you guys, I understand that it's never going to stop.
That's right.
Like, I went through all this, and it's not like, all right, now I'm in the clear. You know
No, it
what I
doesn't
mean?
ever stop.
No, it's just not going to stop. It's always going to be something. If it's not your neighbor, It's the mother of my kids. If it's not the mother of my kids, it's my dog. He's got something, a flat tire. It's the economy. My business wasn't going as good as I wanted it this month. Whatever it is, it's always going to be something. That's why you need to acquire the tools to fight back.
Yeah.
You need to acquire the tools to fight back. And I want to leave you guys with some actionable items. You need to leverage the mind-body connection. Work out, do a martial art. I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I've been doing it for 5 years. I'm scratching that warrior itch.
Yeah.
I do a hypertrophy focused workout. I lift heavy weights. You have to exert yourself, and you need to relieve the stress from life throwing its curveballs at you with things that build you up instead of break you down. What breaks you down? The six pack of beer. The fast food, the tasty dessert, the cigar, the cigarette, the vape, the Netflix, all of these things are breaking you down. My tools and the tools of the people I work with is made to make you stronger. And it has changed my life dramatically. And that's why, let me think about it. The big sister gave me the opportunity to promote myself. And I'm like, wait, before I do that, guys, you got to listen to this. It's so important. Life will not stop.
No.
And who knows what's around the corner? That being said, the best way for you to combat these stressors is to become stronger in all areas of life. And thank you for the opportunity to say that. And to just let you guys know, I'm on pretty much all social media. I listen to interview with the big sister. She's like, listen, if you want to get your name out there, you're gonna have to reach different platforms. And that's the thing that I'm working on now. Like, you could find me on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, but I'm more active on Instagram. And my Instagram handle is NYC Streets MD. NYC, New York City, because that's where I'm from. Streets, because I was in the streets and I'm still on the streets as a first responder, going into people's houses, helping them in the pre-hospital care setting. And MD, because I'm also a medical doctor. I'm a healthy health expert,
Love it.
from personal life experiences to also the credentials of going from a high school dropout to having a doctorate degree in medicine.
Amazing. I love it. You guys, I'm gonna put those links in the show notes, so don't hesitate to reach out to Reynolds and go follow him on all social media. And yeah, if you loved what you heard here today, reach out to him and further the conversation so you can learn more. I'm sure he would not mind talking to you at all. So before we say goodbye, I always like to ask for last words of wisdom or advice. You did share a lot, but what would you like to leave with us before we say goodbye?
I would like to say that the best knowledge is the one you share with somebody who's ready to receive it.
Ooh, that's good. I like that. Short and sweet, but very impactful. On that note, thank you so much, Reynolds, for being such an incredible, dynamic, just incredible guest. I don't even know what I have lost the words because I'm so moved by your story and your passion behind what you've shared today. And I cannot wait to see where you go. I think not only you've acquired success, but your star is on the rise and you have a bigger purpose by sharing your story. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you for having me. I'm
You're welcome.
infinitely grateful. Thank
You're
you.
welcome. You guys, this is your host, Deanna Radulescu with Label Free Podcast. To live your best life, you must live label free. As always, don't forget to subscribe, follow, rate, review, comment, share, all of those good things. And I'll be back soon with more dynamic guests.